been personally good statistically the last few weeks. Falcons noticed the defensive guys and said you look pretty comfortable, and obviously the numbers have come as well. Any reason in the last 3 weeks why it's been this way?
As far as statistically wise, you know, I really could care less as far as how it's been going. You know, we play this game for one reason, and, you know, we're looking forward to playing this game, like a division, conference game, and, you know, just want to get back in the swing of things.
Turnovers are down, though. Obviously, that helps the cause.
Say it one more time.
Turnovers are down, though. That helps the cause.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely does. But, you know, going to each and every game, you don't look to throw a turnover. I mean, so I think it's a large part of, you know, everybody's doing whatever they have to do to, you know, for my game play to rise.
Last year you spoke out a little bit about how, you know, all you want to do is win. This year they haven't come. How are you handling it this year, maybe compared to last year?
You know, nothing has really changed as far as how my outlook is about, you know, playing this football game. You know, we all play this game to win football games, and it's kind of frustrating when you don't win, but, you know, we still have to look forward to, you know, continuously getting better and making strides each and every week.
But I think you made a comment that wearing it on your sleeve is not necessarily a good thing. Have you been able to control that a little bit more?
No, I really didn't say that. But as far as emotions coming with this game, you know, it definitely happens. You know, just like your job and like anybody else's job, if they don't have a good day at work, obviously, you know, they would know about it. So, you know, this is nothing different than playing the football, playing a game of football. It's a lot of emotions. Of course, every game, everybody would like to win. But, you know, when it doesn't happen, you know, what do you do? But we still got to focus on, you know, making individual goals to, you know, that's going to allow us to get better.
Cam, the last game had to be a real hard one to get over.
I can't hear you.
Okay, sir. The last game here that you lost to the Falcons, I mean, how hard was that to get over? And do you think that might have changed at all the course of the way the team season has gone?
No, I don't think it is. You know, it's a lot of reasons why. We haven't, you know, played up to our abilities this year, but, you know, those things are in the past, and we just focus on the future, and, you know, we have another chance to play the Falcons, which is a good thing, and we're going to give it our best shot.
You played them early in the year. What's the difference that you've seen in film over the last few weeks of their games that might be different than them early this year?
It's really nothing different. You know, they're a great team, and, you know, led by a really good charge of defensive line with Abraham, and you know, the offense is playing very well, and, you know, we just got to do our part and focus on the execute on our side, and, you know, I got full confidence in our defense that they can stop
them. I guess the last time around you rushed for, as a team, 199 yards against them. That's something they really want to stop. Do you think that'll be pretty difficult to duplicate that?
Okay, say it one more time.
Will it be hard to have as good of a running game as you did last time?
I'm not sure. I don't think it would be any problem. You know, we got guys that's hungry to play this game. And, you know, if everybody executes, then, you know, it'll be a good day at the office.
Have you seen, though, the last couple of weeks, they've held a couple of pretty good backs in check. I guess I'm asking fundamentally and from a scheme point of view, do you see the emphasis they've put on stopping the run in the last few games that you watched?
They're a very solid defense. You know, that's no doubt about that. But, you know, we can look at the things that they've done. You know, we've got to focus on more things that we have to do to, you know, make the engine go. So that's going to be our focus.
Hey, can I ask, does it get tiring when people talk about post-game stuff with you, how long you're in your locker, how long it takes to get to the bus? I mean, it seems to be, is it wear on you at all?
There's a lot of things that wear on me on a day-to-day basis, but it's the life that I live. I'm going to continuously live it and, you know, just have fun playing the game that I love.
Is it still as much fun as it's supposed to be?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
All right. Thanks, Cam.